line pages. Hey, it's your book. Make sure it reflects what you are. My latest journal is a leather-bound volume for which I paid handsomely, but it's worth every penny I spent. The richness and the smell of the leather in themselves are enticing. It's enjoyable just to hold it in my hands. And, too, it's important to me to know that unique ideas are being stored in a suitable place. Somebody once asked me why I pay as much as I do for an empty book, and my answer was simple. I intend to put something valuable in it. Let's face it, you wouldn't store precious gems in an empty cigar box. So why put a $1 million idea in a 10-cent book? Just one bit of advice, however. Bear in mind that a journal should be capable of going wherever you go. A journal that requires more space than your briefcase permits, or more room than your desktop allows for you, more often than not, it will be left at home, gathering dust instead of thoughts, and cobwebs instead of observations. But let's get to the heart of the matter. Buying a journal is the easy part. The real challenge lies in filling it up. And that's what we want to deal with now. What should go into a journal if it is to have meaning and value in your life? Perhaps the best way to answer this question is to consider the purposes and functions of a journal. Once the matter of why we should write is clear, then the what we should write will become immediately apparent. There are so many functions performed by a journal that I could conceivably spend the remainder of this tape and a half a dozen others discussing them. But since more important than listening to my reasons for why you should be keeping a journal is getting busy actually using your journal, I'll try to limit the list and merely highlight some of the majors. One of the unique characteristics of a journal is that it offers you an effective way to figure it all out. To figure out life, to figure out people, to figure out business dilemmas, and most important of all, to figure out yourself. There is something magical about writing down a problem. It is almost as though, in the very act of writing what is wrong, you start to discover ways of making it right. Perhaps the source of this magic lies in the objective perspective that writing affords you. Even though you are describing your problem, your challenge, your life, your uncertainty, and your indecision, the fact that you are writing about it, as opposed to mentally pondering it, creates a space between you and the problem. It is within this space that solutions have room to grow. You see, writing about events and circumstances that occur helps you to clarify exactly what is happening. When we describe life to ourselves only in our minds, our imaginations tend to feed false or distorted information about how things are, positive or negative. When we describe a situation in writing, however, we become more factual, more accurate, and certainly more realistic. Then, as we reread what we have written, we create a new picture in our minds to replace the distorted picture we have been working with. And once we finally see things as they are, rather than as we think they are, we can then see our way clear to make them better. At the conclusion of this program, you might in fact want to use this process to get your journal started. Write about a current dilemma you are facing. Perhaps it is a personal problem, a business matter, a family issue, or a financial problem. Whatever it is, take the time to capture it on paper the way it really is. But remember, writing out the problem is only the first step to creative problem solving and effective decision making. The next step is to carefully analyze what you have written. Here are some of the key things to look for. First, exaggerations or distortions of the truth. Are you really telling it like it is? Take another look. Perhaps your concern is making it seem worse than it is, or your enthusiasm is making it seem better than it is. Second, a tendency to blame circumstances or someone else for your problem instead of seeing yourself as the cause. You see, most of our difficulties are the result of either failing to do what we could have done, or in doing in haste what we should never have done.